This goal is to preserve and maintain and carry on material culture, which is plains and yin material culture, and in this case, most likely Northern Cheyenne and Crow. These are the two main tribes represented in the Santa Barbara. So that's as seen as unique in the world as art form. It's just fantastic to have the chance to be able to do this. And the museum studies was in as a preservation through museum studies in the eventuality that the tribe, Northern Cheyenne tribes and Crow tribe, would have their own museum in their homeland. So when that happened, people would be ready to take care of the collections. So the goal is self-sufficiency, but also in the sense of carry on the tradition, understanding, and of course, more modern contemporary culture as such of powwows. And for the student, they give them an eye-opener into material culture elements through history. We use a lot of like a big timeline, which is for me interesting because we go from one extent to the other and with the understanding of what happened on between two dates and a lot of things like for the Northern Cheyennes happen. And to have the understanding why things are not like they used to be and what are the changes. Because sometimes there is a lack of understanding into the process of what really happened. Even if we live on the modern reservation, it's good to know and remember and also carry on the teachings and what we know. This is the passed down all traditions originally. And that's fantastic. The students are welcome in this museum and are able to work with historical objects, so as contemporary objects, and with people who do care about those objects.
And the hope is that they pick an object, and then all the objects that they pick together is an exhibit that is displayed here.
They go at first on the Plains Indian collection here online, and we kind of select objects sizable for the purpose of the exhibit. For example, I think we're gonna pick like 20 objects and we got picked only really for the next little exhibit, maybe 7 objects, whatever fits within that perimeter of the exhibit, the showcase.
Do they learn about those objects that they choose?
Well, that's the full goal. In a classroom, we have definitely teachings about what the objects are made of, the history, the tribal affiliation, the circa, approximate time period they were made, and the purpose, most likely the purpose. Those objects are material culture elements that are part of the whole spectrum of the culture. So they all have a purpose within the social organization originally, or ceremony organization, or tribal laws organization. They were made for specific purpose historically, so we learned a lot about that, yes, before we come here.
And looking back, how do you feel that students, once they take it, how do they look back at it?
I think they become very surprised at how exciting it can be, what they're learning, not only about their own ancestors, I guess you could say, what the objects were used for, what they meant.
And I think there is a big want to learn more by young people. The guidance and the guidance of the people themselves are very important. And I think this field trip is, by no contest, very impacting the students. I see a real difference after this trip. For the last 15 years, what we've been doing here in collaboration with me at the Buffalo Bay Center, otherwise, got an impact into the youth of Northern Cheyenne Reservation and Crow Reservation.